You are listening to The Lunchbox.
It is indeed all about you. Like I mentioned earlier, today we look at reflecting on your examinations, and we want to understand the importance of reflecting on your exams. And I know that some of you are still writing. And on that note, we wish you all the best. So how exactly do you reflect and see where you can improve on your next exam? To discuss this further, we have Susan Gegana and Itumeleng Mangwani from the Directorate for Counseling and Career Development at UNISA. Ladies, thank you very much for joining me and welcome.
Thank you.
Great. Let's first explain what it means to reflect on your exams.
Okay. Failing your exam can be overwhelming.
Mm.
Yes. And then you might think of, you know, so many things and not wondering what went wrong there. What did I do wrong in all that? So by reflecting is by looking back on the things that you did during the exam, the things that were effective and other things that were ineffective, and what could you do differently.
Mm.
That's how you can reflect. You can reflect by asking yourself questions like, okay, how did I write my exam?
Mm.
Do you think you did well? If you did well, then it's okay. But if you didn't, how can you do the difference next time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, to add up on what Susan mentioned, and most of students might have, some of them might have be done with their exams and others are still busy with them, as you have mentioned. And you know, with exam, you get to be anxious, and reflecting about the exam, as Susan have mentioned, is to think about the perspective, or to think about what you did in your exam, and also thinking of what is it that you could do differently next time, because you might find there are some things that you did on your exam and you think that you won't be able to, like, if you get a second chance, this is how you will be able to do that exam properly again.
Mm. Now, let's say you think that, you know, I failed this exam. How do you deal with that, and how do you move forward positively to, you know, do better in the next one?
You know, the best way to go about it is to ask yourself, like, different questions. Like, most of the exam questions that appeared during the exam, were they coming from the study guide or the question paper, previous question paper, or the assignments? And those questions, were they long questions or whatsoever the case? And then how did you prepare for them? Did you realize that, you know, your preparation was not enough, or was not, you know, you didn't prepare yourself well to such an extent? Those are the things that you could look at, because sometimes people don't use their previous question papers, or sometimes they prefer to use study guides more often than the other.
Mm.
But you find that the questions, the exam questions now, is a tricky part, because they omitted some of the things that they were supposed to include during the exams. Mm. Yes.
And also with that, how was your emotional state when you're going to write with exam? Remember, with exam, it comes a bit like many emotions that you can go through. You might find you might be stressed, or there might be something that might be disturbing in that in your exam. So also you will need to think about the emotional aspects the time you were busy with exams.
Mm. You know, some students think that reflecting on your exams can be bad, can discourage you, especially when you feel that you did not do enough. So you only keep reminding yourself that, I keep looking back that, hey, again, I did not do enough. What's the advantage, really?
With reflecting, the advantage is you will see how you can do things differently this time around. Remember, at times with preparing for exam, you might find that you didn't have managed how to prepare your exam, and also you didn't understand the question or the content of the exam, and also you might find that with the exam you didn't complete it. And with reflecting, you might see, in terms of, why did I not complete the exam? Did I have enough time to prepare the exams? And also with reflecting, it might also help you to think about why you started studying that qualification. And also it might give you also them a positive attitude about, I will need to push forward, because, you know, failing an exam, as Susan have mentioned, it's overwhelming, and you might even get discouraged to even continue with your studies.
just to add on that, going back to time management,
yes.
You know, sometimes you think that you prepared enough, but you realize that, you know, you prepared your exam towards the exam. You didn't have enough time to prepare for the exam. So maybe you prepared your exam in the last time, you know, minutes. So this time you could think about, how can I make it different now? That means, you know, when the semester starts now, I'll, you know, start with my studies. I won't wait for the last minutes. Then, you know, there's a change there in terms of now, how are you managing your time differently compared to the way you approach it the last semester.
Mm. And as students, we sometimes have a habit of loading too much information, especially at the last minute. You will study, you will prepare effectively, and then at the last minute you feel like, hey, what if this question comes up and I did not prepare for it? And you find that there's so much to read, and then you start, you know, overloading yourself, preparing from afresh. How can that affect a student when preparing for exams?
As Susan have mentioned, with time management, I think if you manage your studies very well, then you won't have to overload yourself with information when preparing for your exam. And also remember, when preparing for exam, you do get your tutorial letters where they give you the scope of the exams where you could concentrate on. And also with preparation of exam, you also need to think about how am I going to What I've read, how am I going to write with in my exam, in terms of, because of, remember, when you overload yourself with information, you might find when you get to the exam room, you have the mind block, you can't remember anything. So you will need to have time management, and also with the tutorial letters, go through them and see what is it and what is expected for you, and how also to answer those questions in the exam. Because as much as you might read a lot of information, you might find that the way you are supposed to answer the exam, it is not the way you think that you did answer the exams.
Mm. Adding on that, exam anxiety. You know, what brings the exam anxiety? The fact that you didn't prepare. The fact that, because, you know, you always feel, you know, energetic and enthusiastic towards your exam if you have prepared enough. Irrespective of what happens or who's looking or whatsoever the case, you feel like, you know what, you are ready for the exam because you prepared well in advance. But the anxiety comes in when you realize, no, I should have studied this, or I didn't read this chapter, or maybe I should have started earlier, something like that. Then the anxiety increases. But if you can prepare well in advance, you know, and try to eliminate those factors or errors that might contributed to you panicking and you know, having that anxiety, how can you deal with that? It's all about, it goes back to that time management. It goes about making effective notes. Maybe you didn't you know, realize that along the lines you are not making the notes as effectively as you were supposed to. So you could think about those factors so that you can eliminate them to decrease the anxiety that you have towards the exams.
Mm-mm. Since you talk a lot to different students, do you find that, you know, looking at your textbook, revising a bit, a few minutes just before you walk into the exam wall works best or not?
In most of the time,
yeah,
panic increases more and more.
Yeah.
Because what happens is that, okay, you try to just have a look, few minutes.
Yes.
You'll find that whatever that you're looking, it's new.
Exactly.
Then already panic increases more and more. So you see, as much as you have prepared enough and you are ready for your exam, so let the moment, you know, comes for exam and all that. Stop, you know, going back and forth thinking about, oh, I should have or I shouldn't have and all that. Just go straight to your exam in time and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And ladies, anything you'd like to add as we conclude?
After you have reflected about the exams, you will need to think about what is it that you learned about yourself with the exam preparation, and also what things you can do differently. And you could also think about the support that you might need. You might find one of the modules you were struggling in terms of understanding the context. So thinking about the support that you might need, it might help you for the next time to be able to prepare even more better for the exams.
Always think about the study habits. you know, how can you adjust them? You might find that the manner in which you were doing it before was not effective because you were reading while watching TV, you were studying while on Facebook or something like that. So you could, you know, think about adjusting those study habits. You know, go to the library, for instance. You know, study 3 hours instead of 9 hours. You know, those kind of things. If you can that just, you know, think about making change along the lines.
Ladies, thank you very much for your time and, you know, for encouraging our students.
Okay, well, thank you.
Great. And that was Susan Kekana Itumeleng Mangwani from the Directorate for Counseling and Career Development at UNISA. And we were looking at reflecting on your exams. I hope you're enjoying your exams and I hope you feel well prepared. And you know what? Tomorrow it's Youth Day. It's the day where we have to remember, you know, the struggle that our the then 1976 youth went through, and let's embrace them and move forward. Let us embrace something positive from there. Let us, you know, give the people who were active during that time a reason to actually continue to contribute positively in the education system. Like the other week, we had one of the students who was there when, you know, the protest took place. And we actually recorded the event, so we will let you know when we're going to broadcast that. It's quite interesting what he had to say. And that there are so many people who were involved and saw or experienced such, you know, bad things. And I'm talking about eyewitnesses, people who went through, you know, traumatic, you know, stress due to the events that took place on in 1976. So with that said, I hope you'll enjoy your Youth Day tomorrow. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Let's continue to be the responsible youth. UNISA Radio, the African voice, it is all about you. In a few minutes, Martina Jehe will be here with your news headlines.
UNISA Radio on Twitter @UNISA Radio.